I'm sure you will agree that migrant doctors, nurses and consultants play a vital role in our hospitals and GP clinics and are keeping our healthcare system from collapsing completely. It is essential that we are doing everything we can to retain all healthcare workers, especially given the crisis in healthcare that we have been experiencing for a number of years now. Despite this, it has come to my attention that there are multiple cases of doctors and consultants who have been unsuccessful in securing visas for partners or children, with many then forced to take the decision to leave Ireland again. Not only is it incredibly unfair and cruel to force this decision on people who make an immense contribution to our society, it leaves vital consultant roles vacant in hospitals such as Letterkenny and Limerick at an extremely critical time. Why has the government made it difficult for families of consultants to obtain visas? And do you think that this is reasonable given the healthcare crisis we are currently in?
Minister.
I think you make a very good point about how vital a role is played at the moment by people who come to our country providing healthcare facilities, doctors, nurses and other allied health professionals as well. I am aware of the issue that you have raised because it has come to me at a constituency level as well, and I have followed up on certain cases, and we are following up on a policy level with the Department of Justice in relation to that. There are established rules and procedures in relation to allowing family members to come here to join somebody who holds a visa, but we will make sure that the system is fair and efficient, and I will relay to the Minister for Justice the points that you've made here today.